Arguing with his banjo picker up there. he said he didn't know something. I know a whole lot he don't know, but he knows that tune that I was going to play, but he's lying up here. Sally Gooden.
Yes,
Sally Gooden. He has to show off this thing. He wants to retune every now and then. I'm gonna hang him right there and keep him in A. It's the only time he'll get an A today, I think. This is a version. This is a version of Cripple Creek that I learned these tunes from Daddy. This one I always called Hypocrite. Or the other one I called Hypocrite was Cripple Creek, but this is Sally Gooden. It's funny, they don't name many tunes after the boys. Seems like the girls always get to Sally Gooden, Katie Hill. Oh, Lord. All kinds of Sally Ann. But this is Sally Gooden. Teaching this thing. Right. Goldenrod Waltz.
You taught me not to say go ahead next time, didn't you?
Right.
They want to know if you could talk a little bit louder for them.
Oh, Lord. I'd live it up, because usually
that's
my wife...
That's not a PA, they're just recording.
Just for the recording.
Okay. Let's see. You mean I get to yell now if I want to? Let's do, are you familiar with the Dusty Miller? This is Daddy's version of the Dusty Miller, and he was a miller, and a lot of stories told. Some people say it's about a flower, or it's kind of a border plant called a Dusty Miller, and Daddy says it was a tribute to the millers that ground grain on water mills. The tune wasn't really supposed to be played very fast. It's kind of a easy, laid-back listening tune. His version of the Dusty Miller. Partial to waltzes. This one is my own version of the festival waltz.
I love to lay out on the waltz. I just like to sit down and enjoy it.
Well, don't run off.
I'll be back.
Thank you. Let's get him back up there and do soldier's job. He going to tune. Tune to tune. I can't get that forky horny beer in my head at all. My favorite song is, I can't hardly remember. He said play forky deer, and I can't even think how it starts. But I don't read. I just play by letter. I just let her go. I mean, what? D flat. Oh my.
Had to put them on for that.
I tell you.
Soldier's joy.
Let's do one. I don't know what you know, Mike. You do one.
Follow Tom on it.
Well. This is a little different version. This is Daddy's version of Over the Waterfall. It's another kind of listening tune. It's kind of happy. That tag we had on it was kind of tacky, though. It's nice, though. Let's see, whiskey before breakfast. We used to call that back when they called whiskey liquor, but you better be careful what you say now. Easy. It's Jack Daniels. It's just sipping liquor. Thank you. step here. That's all the tunes I know, unless you want me to play them. Play them backwards. I'm not too nice cross key to play it. Boy, they're unusual. Let's do the red apple ray.
Is it?
In G, the red apple ray. That's what I call it. We get kind of sour, we call it the crab apple ray. Mash the apple.
All
that up. I don't care. He left run me off up here. I just sent you a picture. Miller's Reel. Miller's Reel. You know it? It's in G.
Got lots of chords in it?
No.
Okay.
Follow the guitar.
One and a half.
Follow the guitar.
It's lit not quite fast. Tell who I've been laying out with, can't you?
Well, that's your language there, boy.
What about doing the waltz with Shannon? I want to rest.
Me too.
Well, we might do. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
put the new one on me. Another one.
Is it?
One of many new ones.
What else did you know?
We can do Lime Rock.
Well, you know how to hurt a fella, don't you?
Well, you throw it on me, I'll throw it right back to you.
All right, we'll play it then. And don't you take off on me now.
All right.
I don't know. I'll probably foul this one up. Got up left, you'd have been
they
right behind.
We got plenty of applause on that one.
Okay. Yeah, but boy, they tried to help us with it. let's try that. What about Over the Waves? Y'all like that? Or the Wildwood Flower? I don't want to do the Wildwood. This is what I call the Hillbillies National Anthem, the Wildwood Flower. Most of them will learn. either learned that or Frankie and Johnny, starting out to play. And this is really the way that I heard the Wildwood Flower years ago. It's a real pretty tune. Slow, it's not fast. You can come along with it. Go. He done left me to the dogs, ain't he? How long do you want me to stay up here?
Well, what do they
think? I'd like to show y'all something. I'm still trying to get across to people about playing traditional music, which is what I play, called old time or whatever. There's much fiddle. This is a thing I like pretty well. It's a tune called Mary Dear. It's a tearjerker. It's a fiddler playing the melody of a sad tune. Somebody wants to sing it, they can sing it. In G, Mary Dear. Thank you. let's do a cowboy song. First, let's do San Antonio Road. I know they have to be a Texan somewhere in you.
Texas, raise your hand.
See, I know they everywhere. They're like Republicans. You're getting thick. What do you want me to play? The Wild Rose of the Mountain. I seldom play it, but this was a fiddler's love song, actually. Bun Oney. I give him credit for putting that thing together. It's called a dwelling tune. You hold the notes in it for four beats. Let's do Cotton Patch Rag or something. And see? Do you know this? All right. I have to check my guitar. I have to get my rhythm section straightened out up here. He got more ticks than 8 day clock. Thank you. was Birdie. I don't really do it justice. If he could hear it, he wouldn't let me play it before, but we'll do it anyway. It's C. That tune actually came from England. That Soldier's Joy came from originally from France, called French Four. When it first come to this country, it's called King's Head. Then they made a marching tune out of it called Soldier's Joy. What gear are you in there?
Right, D.
Let's play it ragtime, Annie.
All righty.
I want to play that too.
Mm-hmm.
Go get somebody else up here.
Well, we have time a lot of
people,
but we
want
to do one more.
Oh, Lord. Why don't you come up and twin fiddle one week?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Come on.
Come on,
Jared.
No, I don't know. I don't know where he plays it or not. Do you do any waltzes? Roxanna?
Yeah, not really. I'm not like the waltzes.
Well, we play Golden Slippers. We'll do that in G. Well, you're not going to quit, are you? We might need you.
I'm going to do a good job of listening on this.
Oh, yeah. Do 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 do. We won't play it too fast. You want to play this? You want to play lead or play safe?
Well, we could try either one. We'll just switch it off once.
It's always a conspiracy between.
I'm
To do is play he wants to play one tune, me another, and try to fit them together. When Bard Ray was living, I always played the easy one that he's going to do, and Bard done the hard part. Now I'm going to try to do the hard part. I'll try to play Silver Bells while he plays No Place Like Home at the same time. That's okay. How's that Silver Bell to go now?
What part do I start on?
Silver Bells, but I wasn't doing it justice. I didn't normally play it, but another fiddler, Bard Ray, I know these people here that heard him, he's a fine fiddler. We would double a two tune, but we was giving you an idea how two tunes can work together.
What does a guitar player do in a situation?
Well, just what you do. you done fine, Tom. We knew you wasn't going to be a problem.
You're
what about Turkey in the Straw? No, G, not blue flag.
Thank you. Else, and he makes them sound like great fiddle tunes again. You realize that they really are great tunes. And I got to thinking that's what Carl Rutherford did yesterday. You know, he took You Are My Sunshine and just made it like a tune that everybody was hanging on every word. And we have a little time here. Carl, I wonder if you do one more song for us. I'd like to mention that JP has a fairly new tape out on June Apple called Galley Nipper, and he's a great fiddle player, but he's not much of a businessman. He only brought about six or eight with him. They have a few in the store. You can probably
order it through June Apple,
or figure out how to send to JP and get it or whatever. But let's welcome Carl Rutherford back to do us another tune.
No. I said you put your foot in, honey. I'll tell you and them at the same time. I went back from breakfast this morning. This will be about the second or third time I sung it. And it's going to be the first time you play it. Score. It needs a fiddle with it. Huh?
In E.
In E.
Yeah, not me.
That hurt you? Oh, come on. Oh, talk me up one way. We?
JP, he's going to play a fiddle tune in E.
No, it ain't a fiddle tune. It's a singing tune.
It's
I just need a...
What is it? I don't know.
You will as soon as I sing it. As soon as I sing one verse, you'll know it. It needs a good country fiddle. So I got to pull you out of you. I got to pull you out of your old time. Might hurt you. Huh? I just wrote it, you hard-headed old thing. I just wrote it. Get your fiddle and come on. It would need a country fiddle with it. Now, not old time fiddle, they need a country fiddle. So that's the reason I say it. That's the reason I say it might ruin you.
What is this thing?
What's here?
Y'all bear with me here a minute.
Okay, you get on me. You just got four strings.
Now wait just a minute. I need a chord off.
I thought you tuned up there. What's you doing down there?
Tuning
down there?
Yeah, see, I start the bottom before we get to top. Now hit that chord.
I know you don't know it, and they know you don't know it. And they know I don't know it. But I'll tell you, it's busting to come out. It's got to go.
Well,
I'll tell you what I've done. I learned a trick about... I figured out a songwriter has to fantasize. That's all there is to it. And so I took about 5 women I know and rolled them into one. I stay out of tune. A lot of them won't know it. We got some smart addicts out there, I know, but they won't say nothing. They're good people. They'll know we ain't together, but don't worry about it. I sing loud. That'll cover everything up.
Oh, you holler.
Yeah, I bell it. In fact, sound man, watch out. You left me clear up in seventh heaven. I'm so happy to know that you are mine. And you have made the rest of my life worth living. Hey, you can ring my bell anytime. Well, I've searched for you everywhere. Never dreamed that I would find you here. I'm just tickled pink to know you're mine. Yeah, you can ring my bell anytime.
Push that song.
Barbara's blue will dry. Well, they climbed to the top of the old churchyard till they could climb no higher. And there they tied the true lover's knot and rose around. Yes, there they tied the true lovers knot, the rose of